Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey friends, welcome back to the Grace of God sermon cast for another episode in our read-along mini-series of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. We're on letter 15 this Wednesday. And just something I want to note, I think that in a few of the last episodes, I know at least once or twice, and perhaps more than I remember, I confused Wormwood and Screwtape, the two demons who are featured in these letters. So from 15, and I'm going to make a point of it onwards, I want to make sure that I clarify. Wormwood is the nephew, the one to whom the book, all the letters, are being written, and Screwtape is the uncle, the senior demon, the one who's giving him advice. With that said, let's get on to letter 15 of the Screwtape letters. Now, this is kind of an interesting one. It's one of those thoughtier letters, where there's a little bit more philosophy maybe going on. Screwtape has this to tell his nephew Wormwood. Humans, you've got to understand, live in time. God himself, the Bible teaches, sort of lives in the ever-present now. There is no past, present, future for God. All things are before him at every moment for him. And the demons themselves enjoy some of that. They are not mortal. They certainly live in time as well, but they are able to think back through the centuries more clearly, and they can expect longer lifespans. Their relationship with time is not the same as ours. Humans live in time. We also only live in the present. I can't go back to the past. I can't time travel. I can't go ahead to the future. I'm in the present, and that's just where we always are. Now, there's a little bit of a digression in this on Screwtape's thoughts on diverting us to thinking about the past and how that can be useful, especially later in life, how the demons can make us have a past focus that pulls us out of our real lives, how we can idealize the past, romanticize the past, and grow angry about the present. But he says, inasmuch as he's trying to tempt this middle-aged man in London, Wormwood should try and direct his man toward the future. And here is where Screwtape offers us something interesting. He says that someone who simply engages with each and every day, engages with the present, carrying out the tasks of life that are set before them each day, and then just turns the next day, the future, over to God, is greatly protected from the demons' weapons. They love to have us live in the future, to have us focus on the future, and to never, as we would maybe say today, live in the present, to be present. One way that they try and distort us is when we're living in the present is by giving us unrealistic expectations that the future is going to be better, right? Even if we think, oh, I'm living in the present and I'll just let tomorrow worry about itself, the demons can turn that into unrealistically thinking that the future will automatically get better for us. Oftentimes that is not the case. Oftentimes the future proves to bring just further trouble and we come crashing down in disappointment. More helpful is for us to instead look ahead to the future realistically. Ask God for the virtues necessary to meet that future, whatever it may be, whether that future is good or bad, whatever might happen, to simply ask God to give us what we need in the future each day to deal with the life that will be laid before us, and then we simply deal with life as it comes. That's the attitude that the demons in this particular letter 15 hate to see in humans, this attitude that says, come what may, I will rely on God for what I need, and I will trust that things will ultimately work out for my good. That attitude is resilient in the face of worldly evil, in the face of the temptations of the devil. It's the attitude of, ultimately the Bible would say, faith. That's letter 15 of the Screwtape Letters for this Wednesday. Thanks again for joining us on this read-along podcast. I hope you're enjoying the book. I hope you're enjoying these episodes. And I'll see you on Friday as we get into letter 16.